that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we talk with Pat and Richard Macias, two of the board members from MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. They'll talk about the institution's past with no permanent home and its future in the beautiful Veterans Memorial Building in Chico.
And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
At the Tony Awards ceremony this Sunday night, one show will dominate the proceedings. Hamilton. The hip-hop musical that's been amazingly successful and has taken the hearts and imaginations of theater fans across the nation. We'll listen to some of those Tony-nominated performances from that Broadway phenomenon. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
At Reading's Riverfront Playhouse, the comedy Love, Loss, and What I Wore by Nora Ephron. It has a rotating cast of 5 women and is made up of monologues touching on such subjects as fashion and female relationships. The final 2 performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Tomorrow, Reading's Dance Center presents a medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces, followed by the full ballet, Cinderella. At the Reading Civic Auditorium tomorrow, there are 2 chances to see this dance extravaganza, 1 o'clock and 7. The June exhibition at the Orland Art Center, Stars and Cars, Glamour Movie Star Style, showcases the work of Dennis Asbury. His paintings feature sleek racing cars and glamour stars from Hollywood's golden age. Gallery hours, 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. In Chico's downtown plaza tonight, The Fritz, playing funk, rock, and Latin music. The Friday night concert fun begins at 6 o'clock. Thursday at Chico's Blue Room Theater, it's Bloomsday, celebrating James Joyce and his literary classic, Ulysses. There'll be live music, dramatic performances, and a reading of Molly's soliloquy. Join the festivities starting at 7:30. Chico Theater Company's latest production, The Drowsy Chaperone. This musical within a comedy centers on an obsessed theater fan whose favorite vintage Broadway show magically comes to life inside his apartment. Curtain time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. There's also a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. At 1078 Gallery, you can see Escape Routes, Life Doesn't Frighten Me, featuring the work of Boz Schur. Visit the gallery between 12:30 and 5:30, Thursday through Saturday. Chico Art Center opens its latest show, Let's Keep Water Media Painting Alive. This exhibit, dedicated to the art of water painting, is open through the end of this month. There is an artist reception tonight at the center from 5 to 7. Paradise's Theater on the Ridge presents the comedy Rapture, Blister, Burn. This unflinching look at gender politics in the 20th century plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company stages a comedy set in the swinging 1960s, Boeing, Boeing. a bachelor juggles three strong-willed, sexy stewardesses until his luck finally runs out. The laughs begin at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. There's also a Sunday matinee at 2. The Acting Company's Magic Theater, with young Yuba City performers, presents The Sousification of Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare's Tale of Romeo and Juliet, more funny than sad this time, you can bet. Two chances tomorrow, this show you can see. The first is at 1, the second at 3. Tomorrow, at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley, Buyer and Seller. This one-man show centers on an unemployed actor hired by Barbara Streisand to watch over a mall of shops built in the cellar of one of her homes. A single performance only of this one-man show starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. In honor of Bloomsday next week, here's a quote from James Joyce. The actions of men are the best interpreters of their thoughts.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm talking with two of the busiest and most efficient people in all of Chico, Pat Macias, who is president of MoCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, and her husband, Richard Macias, who is an architect and has been the liaison between the board and the architect who is revamping the wonderful Veterans Memorial Hall for use as exhibition space for MoCA. Pat, what have you been doing lately?
Well, we just closed down in April our final pop-up museum, which was at 215 Main Street. And this has been kind of a history with us in order to let people know what the museum will be like in its reality. We have had 5 pop-up museums, each one with a different theme, a different idea, always around the collection and around the art, but oftentimes connected to veterans, connected to challenged communities, to education, and this last one was about our educational outreach program.
I've been amazed by the ingenuity of these pop-ups because there is so much interaction with people. You get to go into a pop-up and you get to make things. And is that going to continue when you move to the Veterans Hall?
Most definitely. Museums currently are very interactive spaces. I just came back from the SF MoMA in San Francisco, and the energy is just amazing with people walking around, talking, large spaces, doing interactive activities. That's another way for people to view art and to learn about it.
Well, I think it's amazing that during the years, 3 years that you got the lease approved, you've been doing so much with schools, you've really become a presence in the community.
Yes, we have. And thanks to some city grants on that, we have been able to go into schools. This year alone, we covered about 450 kids in mostly third grades, but then we do a Lunch with an Artist program, which is a high school program, taking two students from each of the four high schools, letting them work with an artist for a day, feeding them a delicious lunch from Upper Crust, and sending them back with bound sketchbooks and markers to kind of encourage their ongoing creativity.
Well, that's so important just at a time that the arts are being cut from a lot of school programs.
That's our focus, is to kind of supplement the things that aren't going on in the schools. Although we don't want to take over, we want to collaborate with them and be partners in what the schools are doing.
Well, so much these days has to do with partnership in arts organizations.
Most definitely. And I think that probably is one of the things that Monca has been known for from its very beginning, is collaborating and, working with other organizations to create the pop-ups, for one thing, just to create the message of the museum.
Well, I'm seeing so many of the same people who are very involved with the Chico Art Center or Art at the Matador, many other organizations. There seems to be a real community in Chico for that sort of collaboration.
Well, I think that's very true, and I think we all have something to offer. And you know, it doesn't even have to be an art organization. We collaborate oftentimes with, we teach at Catalyst, we teach at the Tourist Shelter. We're going to be using a lot of our, you know, proposed funding for At Youth Risk. And then one of our biggest pushes is veterans and their families.
What's going to change with your move in October into the Veterans Memorial Hall?
Oh, we'll have a gorgeous space. Well, you know, what will change is that I think we will have a place where people can gather. People can, you know, if they're staying in Enloe and or they're visiting somebody, there's a wonderful place for them to visit. As far as what will change, our exhibitions will get much better. Mm-hmm. The space is just going to be so beautiful that I can't imagine people not wanting to come back over and over and over again.
And one of those spaces is a very special one dedicated to Maria Phillips. Would you say a bit about that? And of course, Maria Phillips was such a force in the art community behind Avenue 9 Gallery, for example.
Yes, we've had some very wonderful donations for naming of rooms, and Maria Phillips' room is named after this wonderful woman. Started by her husband, Bob Klang, but then it grew with the community support and donations, so that one of the best examples of a room that is going to be about what she believed in, which was artists that are up and coming, artists that are young, artists that are changing. And that's going to be the focus of that gallery.
How do you see Monca fitting in with nearby museums?
As not just art museums, but we have formed a committee, a group called CAMA, which is the Chico Area Museum Alliance. And that is all 11 museums here in Chico. We meet monthly and actually try to, another way to collaborate, we try to do things together. We just finished a museum stroll at the beginning of May. And our part of that was we were able to open the building for 3 days and give tours to people who wanted to come in, which was very fun because so many people haven't been in that building in a very long time.
Do you see this alliance as affecting tourism in Chico?
Yes, because we have a brochure. Every time we do a pop-up or every time somebody goes into a museum, that brochure is sitting right there. It has a map. It has a little explanation of each museum. So for the most part, I would say 50% of them are in walking distance of each other. But things like Patrick Ranch and the Airport Museum a little farther out, and the Coleman.
our visual art expert Dolores has been talking with Pat and Richard Macias from the Museum of Northern California Art, MUNCA. If you, like me, are a fan of Broadway theater, you'll be watching your television this Sunday night. It's the Tony Awards. Of course, the big winner of the evening, we already know, will be Hamilton. As you probably know, it's a hip-hop musical that retells the story of our country's founding fathers. Let's listen to some numbers from Hamilton as we get ready for the Tony Awards. This is from the beginning of the show. And Alexander Hamilton, played by the creator of the show, Lin-Manuel Miranda, has just arrived on the shores of the colonies that will become America. And he wants so much to be an important part of the founding of this new country.
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends. Who's asking?
Oh, well, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours, I may have punched him. It's a blur. Sir, he handles the financials.
You punched the bursar.
Yes, I wanted to do what you did, graduate in two and join the revolution. He looked at me like I was stupid. I'm not stupid. So how'd you do it? How'd you graduate so fast?
It was my parents' dying wish before they passed.
You're an orphan. Of course, I'm an orphan. God, I wish there was a war. Then we could prove that we're worth more than anyone bargained for.
Can I buy you a drink?
That would be nice.
While we're talking, let me offer you some free advice. Talk less.
What?
Smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for.
You can't be serious.
You wanna get ahead?
Yes.
Fools who run their mouths off wind up dead.
Yo, what time is it? Showtime!
Like I said.
Showtime, yo! I'm John Lawrence in the place to be. A 2 pints of Sam Adams, but I'm working on 3. Ha. Those red coats don't want it with me, cause I will pack chick-a-plack these cops till I'm free.
Hey, oui, mon ami, je m'appelle Lafayette. The Lancelot of the revolutionary set. I came from afar just to say bonsoir to the king.
Cause it's toi who is the best, c'est moi.
Brah, brah, I am Hercules Mulligan, up in it, loving it. Yes, I heard your mother said, come again.
Hey.
Lock up your daughters and horses. Of course, it's hard to have intercourse over 4 sets of corsets.
Wow.
No more sex, pour me another brew, son. Let's raise a couple more to the revolution. Well, if it ain't the prodigy of Princeton College.
Aaron Burr.
Give us a verse, drop some knowledge.
Good luck with that, you're taking a stand. You spit, I'ma sit, we'll see where we land.
Oh. Bro, the revolution's imminent, what do you stall for?
If you stand for nothing, Burr, what'll you fall for?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who is this kid? What's he gonna do?
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. To King's College, I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is a lot of brains with no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge, I'm a diamond in the rough, a shiny piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get cold. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage. I've learned to manage, I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame, but damn, it's getting dark, so let me spell out the name. I am
attacks us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't ever gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me,
he says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not thrown away my shot.
I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not thrown away my shot.
Playing the title character in the musical Hamilton is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who also wrote the music and lyrics and script for this phenomenal Broadway show. Playing Aaron Burr, who started out as a friend but became a nemesis for Alexander Hamilton, the actor is Leslie Odom Jr. Both Lin-Manuel Miranda and Leslie Odom Jr. are nominated for a Tony for Best Lead Actor in a Musical on the Tony Awards broadcast Sunday night. Let's hear the nominee for Best Actress in a Musical. This is Philippa Soo. The last name is S-O-O. She's nominated for playing Hamilton's wife, Eliza.
Lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, look around.
How long have you known?
A month or so.
Eliza, you should have told me.
I wrote to the general a month ago.
No.
I begged him to send you home.
You should have told me.
I'm not sorry. I knew you'd fight until the war was won, but you deserve a chance to meet your son. Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Will you relish being a poor man's wife, unable to provide for your life?
I relish being your wife. Look around, look at where you are. Look at where you started. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. Just stay alive, that would be enough. And if this child shares a fraction of your smile or a fragment of your mind, look outward, that would be enough. I don't pretend to know the challenges you're facing, the worlds you keep erasing and creating in your mind. But I'm not afraid. I know who I married. So long as you come home at the end of the day, that would be enough. We don't need a legacy. We don't need money. If I could grant you peace of mind, if you could let me inside your heart, oh, let me be a part of the narrative in the story they will write someday. Let this moment be the first chapter where you decide to stay.
And now here's Tony nominee Philippa Soo playing the wife of Alexander Hamilton. She has found that Hamilton has betrayed her, and she's burning his letters.
Saved every letter you wrote me from the moment I wrote. read them, I knew you were mine. You said you were mine, I thought you were mine. Do you know what Angelica said when we saw your first letter arrive? She said, be careful with that one, love. He will do what it takes to survive. You and your words flooded my senses. Your sentences left me defenseless. You built me palaces out of paragraphs. You built cathedrals. Only reading the letters you wrote me, I'm searching and scanning for answers in every line, for some kind of sign. And when you this girl into our bed, in clearing your name, you have ruined our lives. Do you know what Angelica said when she read what you'd done? She said, you've married an Icarus, he's flown too close to the sun. You and your words obsessed with your legacy, your sentences border on senseless. The narrative. Let future historians wonder how Eliza reacted when you broke her heart. You have torn it all apart. I'm watching it.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
Nothing but ruined pride, something new inside a voice saying, Alex, you gotta fend for yourself. He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead and destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scamming for every book he can get his hands on. Planning for the future, see him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, heading for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
New York, you can be a new man. New York, you can be a new man. New York,
just you.